Just a couple of boys from WA. But if you're not, that's okay. It's the Mitchell and Michael Show.
Welcome, everybody, to the podcast. We have some very special guests on the show today. And by guests, I mean guess who it is, because there's only one. His name's Ben Harvey. And you might know him from, because we have many podcast listeners from around the country, the world. They might not know who Ben Harvey is. Well, he's like the, chief operator, editor?
Is chief reporter.
Same thing.
For the main, paper in WA, the West Australian.
Now, a newspaper is like Facebook on your phone, but it's like stuck and you can't change it and it doesn't update.
Yeah, that's a good word. It doesn't update. You've got to buy a new phone every day.
He finds ways to make it interesting, and boy, does he. He has had, imagine, I'm just going to speak from, the world. Imagine a reporter just had an ice cream with, Pablo Escobar.
It's on that level.
It's kind of
It's on that level. And he's a great chat, so stick around. But up first, if you're in the market for buying a used car in Australia at the moment, maybe hold off a little bit, because you could buy a car that has so many problems that you'll be sleeping with the fishes.
Huh?
Like the car was.
Oh.
Rain and cars. Do they mix? Do you remember when there was the big storms in WA and there was lots of hail damaged cars and it tanked their value, and you could buy cheap cars as long as you didn't mind a bit of a dotty bonnet.
I'll tell you what, Perth bloody damaged by hail. The private school. You ever met a kid from hail? Jerk.
They suck. Hey, look, so much rain over east, it led to flooding.
Yep.
Okay. And that meant lots of people's cars were damaged and claimed by insurance companies. Because you're not only am my house full of water, my car is a small fish tank.
Yep, now it's a boat.
And they go, don't you worry, we're going to take that off your hands and resell them to unsuspecting West Australians.
What? Unsuspecting?
Yes, because under current legislation, they don't have to reveal if a car has been in a flood unless specifically asked.
Is that are you a cop? you have to tell me if you're a cop.
They don't have to tell you if they're a cop. That's a Hollywood thing. But I was thinking it's more along the lines of when someone dies in a house.
Yeah.
I think when people have died in a home, they don't have to tell you unless it was a crime.
Mm-hmm.
So, if a person had a heart attack in their house and died, I don't know, on your kitchen floor, and you're looking around and going, this is nice, but these tiles have a bit of a stain.
Or if you go on a date with a girl that's, murdered her partner, it's, something she should have to tell you.
Except she doesn't, unless you specifically ask, because then she'll be a liar if she doesn't tell you. So they reckon there's thousands of cars, because in WA it's incredibly hard to get even a lot of secondhand cars, a lot of models. They reckon there's about to be thousands from over east dropped into the market, and you won't know.
Do they work, though? Are they good?
Yes. So the insurance companies have bought them, repaired them so that they work. And then off they go. But they reckon there'll still be issues.
Now, you've been married and been in a relationship for 10 years, but you don't understand. That is exactly what dating is. Is you have so much damage that has written you off, and you repackage yourself and you give yourself to someone else, and you don't have to tell them until they find out later.
An emotional flood has damaged this man. And today is the day, as of 12:01 this morning, masks are gone. We have freedom.
Oh, Georgie! Boy, do we have some freedom.
It's not boy. Do you think it's boy, George?
Is that what you said? I just meant boy in general.
Look, most of the restrictions are gone. A lot of the capacity limits have lifted. I believe the stadium, Optus Stadium, is back to 100%. Masks are gone, except for everywhere. You got hospitals, aged care, and some transport will still have it.
Mm-hmm.
But your workplace this morning, the shops, it's gone. Mitchell Tinley is very excited.
I am. I have a mask here, and it's just finally time after 2.5 years. I'm gonna call it. It's back to normal.
This is it.
I think masks will stay in Ubers. They will stay in public transport. They might go in maybe 6 months, but I reckon masks in hospitals will stay forever. I think this is the new normal.
Welcome.
This is your mum, your dad, and her boyfriend, Dave. It's just the new normal. Get used to it. It's happening. Everyone's happy. And I have here a bad boy that can fit so many masks in it. It is a paper shredder from the general manager's office. And I have a mask right here.
I took out, like, look, I took out the wire from the nose.
Yeah, because you're a bloody square.
And it turns out that all it is the little tie you get with freezer bags.
Oh, that way you put around bread.
Yeah, that's all it is.
That's amazing. Do we fire this bad boy up and give it like the mask a proper send-off, the one it deserves?
Okay.
you ready?
I feel like this is going to do irreversible damage.
Yeah, fire it up.
She's ready.
2.5 years. Goodbye.
Is it working?
It's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone.
It's eaten it. Oh.
Great service. That's pretty anticlimactic.
I really wanted it to get like jammed and stuff. But it just went, did it shred or did it just went through?
Oh no. You know what this means.
What?
It didn't shred.
It's a sign.
It's not over.
It's not over.
It's not over.
Although we got a little bit of freedom today, you may have tried a bit of online shopping over the last few months as things have been a bit tough. I wanted some chicken in my online shop while I was in COVID ISO. They gave me a substitute of nothing. And that's apparently not the way they're supposed to operate. We've heard this morning some messages that there's been good, clever substitutes.
Yeah, and they're still coming in 04800 97400. People wanting like bananas and getting frozen bananas.
It's
like, if you want a fresh banana, yeah, that's bad. But at the end of the day, if you're chucking it in a smoothie, you'd be happy. We've even got someone, this one, a little bit extreme.
Yeah.
Ice cream, right? And instead got frozen cauliflower bites. If you go,
I mean, they're trying to help you.
You know that there's some 16-year-old in the shop going, what's bloody close to this?
Now, 1-800-011-666, you can give us a call as well. We got Monica from Pan & Monica on the line now. Mon, what did they substitute for you?
I tried to order Coke, right?
Yeah, like Coca-Cola, obviously. Yeah,
okay. It wasn't
legit.
I don't even know what it's called. It's the Coles brand. It just has the letter Q.
Q.
Yeah.
Q-Cola, yeah. Queer.
I was disgusted.
Yeah, that's like asking like, oh, can I have a bottle of Sprite and they give you spit.
It's not the same thing.
But it's close enough. Like, I buy it.
Really?
I buy it ahead of Coke.
Like, now, did you even...
it's only a buck.
Did you even attempt it?
It's right at the top of my cupboard collecting dust. I haven't even gotten the strength to empty it out.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Coca-Cola barely should be a substitute for Q. Like, Q, sugar-free
Strongly
Q
disagree.
Is great. Way better than Pepsi Max.
Oh, mate, you need... If you like that, you need to get in the queue of the insane asylum.
Good one.
Thanks, mate. Just bodying
up. Thanks, Mon. From for you, Mitch, because you live alone. But in my house, I sleep next to my wife.
Well, sometimes I sleep next to your wife.
That has never happened. How dare you? Now, I don't know what it's like to be her. I only know what it's like to be me having to get up to do breakfast radio. We get up really early.
All right. Weird flex, but okay.
And she just has to sort of deal with it. With the alarm going off just after 4 in the morning.
Yep. Okay. Gotcha.
And she just has to, like she's going to get woken up as well.
Yeah.
It's a given.
I mean, mate, don't act like I haven't woken up many a women in my day to go, you stay here, close the door on your way out, don't come back.
But I was thinking about it this morning, in that she must think like I'm an absolute idiot.
Why?
That I'm just, because I have a tendency to, I have like multiple alarms. I got an alarm on my bedside table, like an actual alarm clock.
Oh, like it's the 90s.
I've had this alarm clock.
Are you serious?
Forever,
you have an alarm clock.
I have an alarm clock.
I don't even care what you've got to say next. Yeah. That is the most ridiculous sentence I've ever heard. Who has an alarm clock? I'm sorry. There's more. I know there's more. Put a pin in this.
Put a pin in it. But I have an alarm.
What do you also have? A Nokia 3310?
No, and then I've got my Samsung.
And you get your penny farthing right to work.
That's why I have to get up so early.
We're going to start the Coltrane.
I hit the alarm.
Sorry, wife. I'm just on the steam engine drawing the first ever Mickey Mouse cartoon.
Steamboat Willie. What a reference. And it's time to bring back a little bit of this with a twist.
It's the Big Rig Quiz.
That's right, the Big Rigged Quiz is back. The way it's rigged this time, all the answers of the Big Rig Quiz today, involve mask.
Oh, no. Oh.
As we lose masks this morning at 12:01, Mitch and I can now go around and lick everyone's faces at the office, and Marky Mark can't not stop us. Now, think that's what you've got to keep in mind. Mask, okay, is the answer. I'm going to give you 30 seconds on the clock.
Yep.
I'm going to try and get through five of these questions, and you're just going to keep in mind that mask is somewhere in the answer.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Yep.
A type of tape.
Masking tape.
Correct. A 1992 film based on a comic
book
character.
The Mask.
Yes. A ball where you go in costume is known as a what?
Masquerade.
Yes. A reality TV show.
The Masked Singer.
And an 80s film telling the story of Rocky Dennis.
The Masked Man. Man in the Iron Mask. Mask.
Correct. He's done it. Yes, that's right. Mask. Featuring Cher, the story of Rocky Dennis.
Or man that owns Tesla, Elon Musk.
See, this, like, think of all the possibilities. Do you like this? All the answers involving one word.
Yeah.
Every week.
I love it. Word of the week. Like Sesame Street.
Yeah. Word of the week in the Big Rig Quiz. INXS and Jimmy Barnes now. 7:42.
That was how quick most of those shows should go.
800-011-666 to call us anytime. Yesterday on the show, we were talking pet regrets, and mid-conversation, we just had a little bombshell dropped on how someone actually got their pet.
How I got him is another story. Freebie at a party.
Let's put that one in the bag. So we're going to save that one. And save it we have, and reheated it for you this morning like leftovers.
Oh, that's great. Good job, mate. You're very professional.
Thank you. We want to know, what did you score at a party for free? That caller picking up a cat, just going to a party, walking home
that's
with a kitten.
That's so bizarre.
Why were there kittens there? Did you have a party at, like, Pet Barn? Like, it doesn't check out. We got Rachel from Savanti's on the line. Rach, what did you score at a party?
So I was on holiday in Bunbury, and my friends convinced me to go to the local nightclub called Exit, and we went because the Geordie Shore people were there, and they had, like, all the gang there doing, like, meet and greets and stuff. So we went along, and James from Geordie Shore gave me a block of coon cheese.
Why?
Did he have cheese?
I don't know. Maybe someone brought it for him and was like, have this Australian delicacy. And then he was like, no thanks, and then just gifted it to the next person. So, I got a block of cheese.
Did you eat it?
Did you keep it for him?
I thought for some reason it was so special and I kept it, but my housemate I was living with at the time was vegan and she's like, well, I'm not going to eat it. And I had to road trip it home and I don't think I put it in the fridge. So then it just sat in the fridge for like 6 months and then I just was like, what's this random block of cheese? And I just threw it out.
Weirdly, not as gross as taking one of the Geordie Shore people home with you. So,
thanks, Rach. Blair, Mitchell and Michael, and Mitch joining us on the line now, the chief reporter at the West Australian. You may have seen him up late as well. It is the one and only Ben Harvey. G'day, Ben.
How you going, boys?
Well, bloody, we are stoked. I'm really excited to have you on the show because Michael is like your biggest fan. Every time I look over to his cubicle at work, he is watching Up Late with Ben Harvey.
Oh, well, that's good to hear. At least someone is apart from my mum.
Now, like, also, we love the camera woman, producer
person.
Yeah,
who is asking you the questions?
She has sworn to secrecy. She's, I'm trying not to be offended by this, but she doesn't want to be associated with me on the show.
Oh, wow.
Fair, fair.
I think she's worried about getting hit by a stray bullet that's meant to be aimed at me. That's why she doesn't want to be associated.
I was going to say, is that probably why? Because you heckle bikies constantly? Could it be that?
Yeah, that may inform her decision. She's actually a smart lady, so...
Now, on the bikies, Ben, there is a fantastic piece that you did involving a picture where you had a soft serve with Troy McCanty. How did that happen?
Well, it happens like this, guys. Troy McCanty says, do you want an ice cream? And you say no. And then Troy McCanty says, have an ice cream.
A hard serve. When you were like studying journalism, I'm assuming you studied journalism.
No, I didn't study journalism. I don't have a uni degree. I didn't didn't study journalism. I basically lied on my CV comprehensively, and they bought it. And to this point, to this day, the West Australia still thinks I've got an economics degree, and I don't.
Did you think you would go down this route of having ice cream with the head of, like, the Mongols bikies?
No. No, that one, to be fair, is one of the more unusual situations that I've been in. You're always in unusual situations as a journalist because that's where the good stories are, in unusual situations. But that one was, the photographer who took that picture, his mouth was open like 6 inches, thinking, I cannot believe that Troy McCandy is doing this and allowing me to take a picture of it. The best part about that story is when I'm eating the ice cream, John Kizon is just off camera, and he's getting a bit annoyed that he didn't get an ice cream.
Oh, no.
Like, the situations you find yourself in.
The next biggest bike he wore. I wasn't asked for an ice cream.
Yeah.
Now, Ben, what's on the latest ep of Up Late?
Last night, I was talking about Nev Power, the businessman who illegally flew his helicopter into Western Australia, and how two public companies have just said that they're going to keep him on the board because they think that it's fine. And I don't think that's fine because he did a really bad thing. And these companies have OCHC health and safety policies where if you breach them, you get sacked. But they've got a guy on the board that did something 20 times worse than most employees would do, and he's still a director. So I reckon that's a bit rank.
Is there anyone, now we like you, is there anyone that you go, yeah, they definitely like me? Or do you go, nope, everyone in West Australia hates me because pew, 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 we'll get everyone.
there's a lot of politicians that hate my guts. There's a lot of business people that hate my guts. There's more bikies that hate my guts than you can possibly imagine. It's a pretty friendless job, actually.
Well, you got some friends in us, Ben.
Yep.
Thanks for jumping on this morning and having a chat.
No worries, boys.
If you enjoyed the Mitchell and Michael podcast, remember to subscribe, leave a review, and share with your mates.